We don't have any music.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people.
Hello. It's been a while.
It's been a long while.
It's been a long while.
So, how are we?
We're hot.
Are we hot?
We're very hot. It's very hot and
we're
muggy.
We're so hot.
We're very hot.
Hot indeed. So, what's shaking?
Oh, all the fruits in the trees. That is what's shaking. All the fruits in the trees.
All the fruits in the trees.
And the nuts, too.
All the nuts.
All the nuts. The fruits are shaking and the nuts are falling off. And assimilating themselves into society.
So, what's happening?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on in this country, in the world. I don't even know what's going on. The Lord is coming. He's coming to take back his world because we done messed it up royally.
Yeah.
We have the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Every other day, there's somebody on TV. I am sorry. I embarrassed and hurt my family.
Mm-hmm.
The people that voted for me. So what the hell are you sorry for? What are you sorry for? Because you just got caught cheating. Are you sorry that you got caught? Or are you sorry? What are you sorry for?
I think he's sorry that he got caught.
Okay.
Usually people, that's what they're sorry for.
You are the mayor or the governor, whatever you are. I don't know. I can't keep up anymore. You just leave for 5 days. You just decided. You
up
know what?
And leave.
I decided I'm going to go.
See my girlfriend.
You know, I'm just going to go hang out for a little bit. I'll call you and say, what's up when I'm writing a book. So I need some time.
Is that what he said? I'm writing a book?
He's writing a book.
Okay.
He's writing a book, so he needed some time to himself to come up with the plot and the ideas, I don't know, for the book. So him and his psychic. Didn't she foresee that he was going to be caught? His psychic girlfriend? Did she not foresee that the world would know about this?
Her red layer.
Anyway, and what I find interesting is, if you see his wife with a black cocktail dress on, walking out with him, in smiles, and I'm thinking, what are you smiling about? And then she said she told him to come clean about this situation before it gets out. Which brings me to what I've always said. All of those wives and those women, they'll be like, oh, I didn't know. They freaking know. They were just trying to hold on to their lifestyle. They do. The governor, I think, of New Jersey, where his wife said she didn't know he was gay. She knew he was gay. She was just trying to grasp on to that lifestyle because you know how I knew she knew? Because, okay, you didn't know that your husband for all these years is gay, right?
Some people don't know that.
No, check this out. No.
We talked about this before.
No, but then you found out that he was gay. Okay. And now you're filed for divorce. Why the hell are you sleeping in the same bed? You got a big 20 humanity room.
You don't know that.
That's what she said it over. She was sleeping in the same bed, and this is her excuse. Let me give it to you. It was the closest room to something. I don't know if she had children or whatever. That was the closest room. I'm like, you know what? You're sick. Something is wrong with you. Because right there and then, if you didn't know, which tells me you knew and it didn't bother you then, and it's not bothering you now, but you're going to get a divorce just to save face.
Well, true.
And how could you not know there's a problem? You're married to a man for how many ever years? He has a child with another woman, and you have never, ever met that woman, and you're taking care of her child sometimes, that's just some bullshit right there. Because I bet you the reason you never met that woman is because you didn't want that woman, his first wife, which is probably why they got divorced, because he found out he was gay. She probably didn't want you two to talk.
Probably, because it's probably something that you did not want them to know.
How is that possible? You're married to this man, and he has a young child. And it's not, if it was an adult child, then that was a different situation, you know what I'm saying? But this is a young child, which means that I'm entrusting you and this man that I know is gay with my child. Why would I not want to meet you? I would want to meet you. It's not just to figure out, girl, are you crazy if you only knew what I knew. But anyways, so that's what we have with them. The politicians always crying. And stop crying, okay? Why are you crying on TV? Because you're not getting any sympathy.
They're actors. They have to cry.
Because if you came out there and say, words cannot explain what I feel right now, because what you feel right now is shame and disgust that the world knows about it. But don't come out and say, I'm sorry. Just say, you know what? Words cannot explain how I feel right now. And I'm just going to take this time to spend with my family and be done with it. But when you come out there, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All I think about is,
it's embarrassing.
Are we supposed to take that? Are we, and he, wasn't he the one that wanted to impeach Clinton?
Oh, girl, I can't even think back that far.
Yeah, he was one of the ones that wanted to impeach Clinton because he had an affair. You see, this is what I'm saying about all those politicians.
Comes back to bite ya.
It does. One thing about the guy.
That's why I always say, I don't judge. I don't judge.
No, it's like Spitzer. Was it Spitzer, the one that is all out there against the prostitution and all this stuff? What do you know? Look at him. What brought him down? A hooker. It's like, what was his name? That gangster. It wasn't the thug life that brought him down. It was taxes. It was Uncle Sam. They get you every time, people. When you out there and you put your situation and you're putting your situation at
I'm
risk.
Paying attention. Mm-hmm.
You're putting your situation at risk because you're up there attacking other people that's doing essentially the same shit you're doing. They're doing exactly what you're doing. Okay, but no, you out there attacking them, talking about impeach, do this, and that's no morals, and all the ones that run on this moral high ground, they're the ones that got the dominatrix whipping their butt, sucking toes, gotta go. I mean, what is next? What are we gonna find out?
Why don't we just take it for granted that they all cheat? I mean, because I really think they do.
And it's like that, Elizabeth. Did you not think that man was going to be cheating on you? I'm just saying.
Don't be mean, Elizabeth. I'm dying.
But see, the thing is, now she had to go write a book. I'm just saying, okay, you knew he cheated because he told you. He told you before the world found out. So you knew and you decided to stay with him. So what is all this right now?
Well, she's dying. And
what? So
she wants to set the record straight.
And how did she do that?
I don't know. What exactly are we talking about here?
We're talking about women that in the closet and in the privacy of their home accept and let whatever the husbands are doing do. But then when it comes out in public, they act all surprised and disgusted. And
because, Nancy, it's all a big show.
I did not think.
Because they have to save face. It's all a big show. None of it is true. Don't you know that? Why are you even stressing about that? It's all just a big show.
I'm not, because it's disgusting to me, because I might be watching a program and they interrupt it to put that crap on. So that's why I'm talking about it. You know, like the other night I was trying to watch the New Jersey Housewives reunion. It's not that I was trying to watch, and this crap was all over TV. I didn't want to see that. I didn't care who was cheating on who. I don't give a damn about them. I don't care about their lives. You know? So it interrupts mine. That's why I'm talking about it. Okay? That's why I'm speaking of it. And, oh, by the way, you could never satisfy people. And I always say, you can't make everybody happy, so don't even try. People have been saying for months and months and months, oh, that Chris Brown, he didn't even acknowledge that he did, he didn't even blah, 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 blah. He said he didn't do anything, and he's not, nothing's going to happen. Okay, fine. He went to court. He pled guilty to a felony. Mm-hmm. And that's not even good enough. Oh, if he was regular Joe, he would have gotten some help. Well, people, stupid, he's not regular Joe, okay? Get on with it. He is not regular Joe. You people made him non-regular Joe, so go live with it.
Yeah, but what about the black man theory? I mean, he's obviously getting off.
Well, it's because he's not regular Joe, like the people said.
Well, neither was O.J. Simpson.
But that's why he got off for two murders. But then he went and acted a fool. You see, when you are not regular Joe, you do get a couple of passes. But you can't just throw it all up in people's faces and say, oh, the world owes me something. Because, excuse me, O.J. Simpson should have went on and played his golf and whatever the hell he does that people with money and nothing else to do. And he would have still been a free man. The one that got away with two murders. But no, he has to go become gangster.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Get a gun.
You think he just suddenly became gangster?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Once again, don't care. Because he's not one of my people. They try to throw him back after he killed one of their people. But he hasn't been one of my people for years, so I don't blame him. You all claimed him for years. Why are you throwing him back now to the black community? Because he done committed some murders. We don't want him either. You go keep him. We're okay. You know? I'm just saying. You know? So here you are. What's his name? He pled guilty. He got 5 years probation and how many hundred hours of community service. And stay away from her and you stay away from him. That's what the judge said. They can't be with each other. What do you want? She didn't press any charges. What do you want?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if she had pressed some charges, it would have been a little different.
Probably.
So why aren't you yelling and screaming at her, stupid?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Why aren't you doing that? Those people are happy people. They moved on with their lives. And we're sitting here pontificating.
Yes, we are. Yes.
You know, what happened? He didn't get enough time. Oh, go look at your own life. Oh, so boring. It is. I'm just thinking. Every time I turn on the TV, who cares? And I don't know. There's just.
I'm tired of all the self-righteousness.
And there's these two blonde, cute people, Heidi and somebody. I don't know who they are. But if I see those two fools on TV...
Who are those people?
Oh,
are they getting married? Are they got married? Are they fake to marriage? Or what? Who cares?
I'm like, okay.
I don't even know who they are.
I don't know either. I'm like, I think they were on some show, maybe Gossip. I don't know.
Some reality show or something?
I don't know. All I know is Whoopi Goldberg the other day was like, are you happy with the way you're portrayed?
Mm-hmm.
And either they're just plain stupid or they're just stupid. Because she was happy.
One or the other, right?
Yeah.
Stupid or stupid?
No, they're stupid or they're plain stupid.
Oh. Oh, plain.
Yeah.
I thought you said plain stupid.
No.
They're stupid or plain stupid. They're either
stupid
complicatedly stupid or just plain stupid.
Exactly, that's what it is.
See, I see, okay. Plaguing, you know, there's more than one syllable in that word. Mm. Plaguing. Plaguing.
Yeah, whatever, they're playing.
Speaking of Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to the view! We're going to the view!
We're going to the
bathroom. I'm sorry, but I have a cold.
We're going to the view,
July the 8th, we'll be in New York. Sit down. Yep. And we got a great price.
Mm-hmm.
On
accommodations.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of cool.
Yep.
kind of cool. But yes, it will be in New York. We might, you know, hang out there for a minute. So we're going to see the Whoopster. You know, I like whooping. I don't know about them other people, but I like whooping. I like that shirt, but she's crazy. You see, she's got this workout. She's working out now so she can come on stage with. Why would you even wear a bathing suit in August?
Because Carrie Kirstie Alley did it.
Do you see where she is right now?
Well, I don't judge. I can understand.
Oh, man. And, you know, there's just so much stuff going on. Did they ever find that plane that just exploded?
They found pieces. They've identified some 20 people.
Wow.
Out of 200 and some. That's actually pretty good that they've identified that many.
Did they find the whole bodies or pieces of?
Well, you know.
That's just,
It's awful. Yeah.
And then you have the plane where the man died, the pilot died while he's flying the plane. And
no, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. It doesn't matter what
where
you're doing, where you are, what's going on.
Because, you know, the...
like some men die on the downstroke.
You know, people were saying, they would want to know why. Well, what could you do? Why would you
want to
know?
I wouldn't want to know.
I'm like,
don't tell me anybody
died. Handle your business.
Make it happen.
When I reach the ground.
Like, you pass by that little door, and you're like, oh, I wonder why he slumped over. You know, you just keep walking. You find out later. That's like those people that remember a while back, the plane that was landing in California? And there was something wrong with the landing gear. The wheels that come down, they were twisted.
Uh-huh.
So that guy had to land, instead of the wheels being this way, they were this way. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he had to land like that. That could have turned out really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these people were watching. I think it was a JetBlue,
mm-hmm.
and they have that TV on there where mm-hmm. you can watch CNN. So they were watching their own plane.
Shut
on CNN while it was happening.
If the flight attendant didn't think to switch it to another channel.
You know.
What's your job? You're not feeding me. Can't you just make sure that I don't see that I'm you're not a waitress in the sky. You're not feeding me. What are you? What is your purpose?
They are highly trained security personnel.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Because that's got to be what they are, security, because...
Security!
Because they are not anything else other than security. Because they don't give you, you ask for some damn soda to give you half a can and act like you ask for somebody's firstborn if you ask for the whole can.
Well, you know, that Coke is expensive.
Apparently. You know, I'm thinking, all right.
Speaking of things disappearing,
mm-hmm.
my car, ladies and gentlemen, was stolen. I am a victim of fraud and theft.
How fraud?
Well, I don't know. I just threw that in there because it sounded good. Now, you know, it says I have one caller, but there's no caller coming up. So if you call again because...
You know, you see it or you didn't?
It says caller's one, and maybe it's counting me as a caller because I don't know.
Well,
call back. 646-478-5656 is our number, and you can call us and talk to us. 646-478 5656.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, your car is gone.
My car is gone. There I was, ladies and gentlemen, minding my own business. Sorry, I don't feel well today. There I was, minding my own business.
Mm-hmm.
After a long, hard day. in the District of Columbia.
Oh, don't get it twisted. The car was not stuck.
Wait, I know. So there I was after a long, hard day in the District of Columbia, period. And I returned to my suburban existence by using the now infamous Metro train at about 10:30 in the night and, you know, lumbered to my vehicle or where my vehicle had been parked, only to find an empty space where my vehicle had previously been. And, of course, you know, my age. I'm thinking, man, I'm losing my mind. I lost my car. I forgot where I parked it. Let me go back to this other row of cars. Nope, not there. Not there either. Not there. Now I know I didn't park this close. So back and forth, I searched, and I finally came to the realization that my car was gone. And I have never been the victim of a car theft in my life. You know, I don't know, at least it wasn't jacked, but, you know. And, of course, you know, you file a police report, and they ask you a few questions, and basically say, yeah, well, good luck with that.
You were in suburbia, and how long did it take for the cops to get to you?
Well, I waited 45 minutes. Well, it wasn't an emergency. I mean, you know.
Well, that's the difference between you and me.
Okay, let me define emergency to you, okay?
Yeah.
An emergency constitutes imminent loss of life, limb, or eyesight.
Well, there was an imminent loss of life, because if I see somebody in my car, they would be dead. So I see somebody driving by my car. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm calling 911. My car is not where I parked.
That is not an emergency. I'm telling you right now, that is a misuse of 911.
I paid for it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Look, I don't misuse 911, but if I was at 10 o'clock at night or 10:30 at night and I went to the metro where I parked my car and it wasn't there, you'd be damn straight I'm calling 911.
I think that's a misuse.
Well, that's what they're there for. It's an emergency. And you know what? It's an emergency to me that my car is not here.
I think we should call the police and ask them the question. I'm going to call the non-emergency number. I'm going to call the non-emergency number here, and I'm going to ask the police.
Of course they're going to tell you not to call 911 because they don't know how to do any work.
Oh, no, you know what? I'm going to call the police in Fairfax, and I'm going to say, I'm sorry, I don't want to waste your time. However, a friend of mine, and this is real.
They're going to keep your number on file.
I know. Wait, sure. Okay, wait. Let's see.
Hold on, people. This is the moment.
They're like, oh, it's hurting.
This is the Dispatch Center for Fairfax County Police, Fire, and Rescue Non-Emergency Services. If you have an emergency, hang up immediately and dial 911.
See?
Non-emergency
assistance. Stay on the line for the next available call. For other Fairfax County
agents, I didn't get put on hold. It's the first time I've ever called them, and I've been put on hold.
It's
in Spanish, too.
Because
I gotta know.
No es urgente, para la próxima operadora. Para otras agencias, para la
próxima
operadora. 303. 304.
So who do you think I called when my car was stolen in Brooklyn? 911.
Well, that's Brooklyn. This is Springfield. I'm telling you, there's a difference.
Oh. It shouldn't be a difference in Brooklyn versus
here. I think it is.
It's not emergency numbers in New York.
I think it's a totally different
suburbs. It's different.
Yeah.
That is just so
look,
different.
I was in Brooklyn because I don't know Brooklyn. And somebody. Stole my car, and I was scared. I would call 911. Especially if there was somebody there that I didn't know, you know. I'd be a little scared.
is what
See, this proves my point.
No, that proves my point.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It proves your point.
Yeah, it proves my point. I'm standing here at 10:30 at night, no car, a bunch of crap in my hands, and I'm dialing the non-emergency number. This is what I'm getting. Girl, hang up. Not going to happen. No, you just totally proved my point. 911, what's your emergency? I'm standing here, and my car is gone.
That is not an emergency. It is not an emergency, I'm telling you. The only thing it proves is that they're...
They're sleeping because nobody called them.
No.
They're tired.
The only thing it proves, it doesn't prove that it's not an emergency.
No, what it proves is if you don't dial 911...
911 is not there just so you can get to them fast.
Yeah, because it'll become more of an emergency. I stand there, I get robbed, killed, or murdered because I'm just standing there with all this crap in my hands and no car to get into and everybody's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm called. I'm preempting. I'm called that before a real serious emergency happens. See, hang up that phone. I cannot believe it's still ringing. Yeah, you be sure that Nancy would not be calling that. I did call the non-emergency number when someone broke the windows of my car. Now, I didn't think that was an emergency, so I did call the non-emergency number. However, should I come out and my car is not there,
mm-hmm.
that's an emergency.
I tell you.
County Police and Fire.
Hi, this is just, I need to ask a question. A friend of mine and I are debating here, and this is just a theoretical question.
Okay.
If somebody's car is stolen, and like let's say they're, you know, they went to Metro or whatever, and they went back to their car, and their car was stolen, does that constitute a 911 call, or is that a non-emergency call?
But at the same time, I can understand someone calling 911 if they're panicked.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't want to take any more of your time. I just had to get an answer from the police.
Thank you.
Because we were having a debate. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Like well, I said, you come up, your heart is palpitating.
Okay, and I guess that's the difference between you and I, because... My heart would not be palpitating. I would be like, well, damn it, I want to kick somebody's ass. Because, see, that's why you, and see, that you're probably smarter than me because you actually have fear. I'm a dumbass because I'm not scared of anybody. I'm going to go kick somebody's ass and, like, where is my damn car?
Nope, I'm calling 911. Come do your job.
You know what? This is crazy.
And the police just confirmed.
She did say the first thing she said was that it was a non-emergency.
However,
but she could understand why some fools would call 911. That's what she said.
She didn't say fools.
She said that's why some people.
She could understand why
some fools.
This is an emergency.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you
come
go.
Come out, your car stolen. 911. What's the emergency? Car gone.
There she is.
Yeah, then you don't have to wait 45 minutes for somebody to roll up. And actually, it came later because you left after 45 minutes. See,
you know, I couldn't wait that long.
Had you dialed 911, you could have gotten a ride home.
You know what? I had a ride home.
Yeah.
I had a ride home.
Anyways. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's all I got on that. That's all I know. Crazy world. Stay away from all that mess that's going on out there.
Well, I'm getting a new car. Well, not a brand new car, but I am getting another car. I am going back to going topless.
Oh, so you get the topless car?
I am getting another convertible, yes.
Yeah.
And I have to say that I am happy about that. I am happy about that. It's a 2002 Sebring.
Oh, Oh, so you're getting from the same people. Oh, my goodness. Can we talk briefly about the car lot you went
got,
to?
We got, oh, my goodness. I forgot to talk about, oh, like two different yeah. Excuse me. I wish that people would act like they want to sell you a car. I drove up to the car lot, and nobody came out. And I'm thinking to myself, self, what is this about? It's done. We're done.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk about that next
week. They cut us off.
I guess we needed an hour because we didn't get to talk about that.
Well, that sucked.